It's telethon time. It's September. Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In studio is Joe Scott with Pro Life Colorado. Joe, thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, Bob. I have something that I brought to show you today, an ultrasound.
Oh, a photo?
A photo.
Can I see it?
Can we talk about the banquet first?
The banquet? Colorado Right to Life's banquet on Friday.
Right.
What were your thoughts?
My thoughts are that it was fabulous. First of all, fabulous is good. Fabulous is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, we have had a lot of speakers over the years, but I thought Steve Dace, the radio talk show host.
Hottest, newest, nationally syndicated talk show host.
Yeah.
Great rollout. He's already on in 42 cities.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing really well. He talked a little bit about that, but when he first came to the podium, he said, I just want you all to know that we're way worse off than you thought. And I thought, I'm leaving.
Worse than we thought.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I can't stand even.
Because he has a good perspective, because as a conservative, nationally syndicated talk show host, he gets invited to a lot of these meetings with national Christian ministries, parachurch ministries, political conservative Republicans and all. So he's invited to the inside, behind closed doors meetings.
Right. And sometimes that's depressing for him. But then from that statement on, his speech just got better and better. And one of the things that impressed me the most was the fact that he said that focus on the strategy was what influenced him.
Wow.
Changed his life.
Wow. So encouraging, Joe, because here in Denver, we're aware that the pro-life community here is on fire. And certainly as compared to many other pro-life communities around the country. I mean, we've been at the local abortion mill 5 days a week for decades now.
Right.
We've gone to the abortionist home hundreds of times, their homes, hundreds of times. We have saved babies, you and Ken Scott, your husband, and the pro-life heroes that are with you guys out 5 days a week. I don't go enough. I apologize. Please have Ken call me and bug me to come out this week.
He's the best, but he only pesters me.
Have him pester me. But over 1,000 babies saved since we've been counting. And maybe that ultrasound that you'll show me in a bit is about another baby saved. That'll
maybe
be exciting.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Denver, we're aware of the impact locally with personhood, but Steve came from an outside perspective.
Yes, he did. And he said that Denver, this little hub, is reaching all over the United States. And, and the amount of good that we've done in state after state after state, where he's hearing people talk about personhood everywhere. In fact, that's the number one.
It's the number one issue for conservative, pro-life activists, pro-family, folks who are trying to save our country. It's no longer wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby.
Right. No longer the regulation.
That phrase has helped to stigmatize the whole old guard, pro-life. They raised tens of millions of dollars. They got wealthy fundraisers and attorneys and politicians.
Right.
But it was a disaster for the unborn child. So that phrase stigmatizes pretty much everything they do, that old guard.
Right. And Steve and other people across the country have recognized that.
They've recognized it.
And they not only recognize it, but immediately understand. Mm. Immediately understand what it means to the unborn.
Yeah, you don't regulate the murder of Jews or lynching blacks. You don't regulate the murder of unborn children. There's something incredibly perverse about it. And then you've lost the moral high ground and no one has a vision. I remember I interviewed. They usually turn into debates around here. An editor for, let me see if I can remember. He wrote a book about James Dobson and Focus on the Family. And he said that evangelicals are winning the culture war. And I thought,
what country's he in? What planet?
You're deluded that we're winning the culture war. I'll get this guy's name. I'll remember it in a moment, or I'll do? I'll go to kgov.com/debates because we list so many of the great debates we've had over the years on that page. Here I am right there. And I'll search for evangelical. Okay. U.S. News and World Report editor Dan Gilgoff, who is a Christian himself, apparently, wrote this book, and it's titled The Jesus Machine, and he said that evangelicals, this is the subtitle of his book, Focus on the Family, James Dobson, and Evangelicals Are Winning America's Culture War. I said, Dan, are you on drugs? I mean, what in the world are you talking about? That was a few years ago. Here we are. James Dobson has since stepped down from Focus on the Family, and he said, we lost every battle we set our eyes on. We lost every battle.
Right. And they lost every battle because they set their eyes on the regulation or somewhere else,
compromising,
but not on the target.
Right. They set their eyes. Their vision was compromised, and so you lose the moral high ground. And so to hear Steve Dace, and you made the point about Steve that he sort of has the persona of a Rush Limbaugh.
He does. When he's up there, he comes off like him.
That kind of gravitas.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's funny, he's witty, he's sharp, he's uncompromising.
He's insightful.
Yeah, he really is.
He really is.
And so to hear him say how Focus on the Strategy, that's a documentary trilogy, 1, 2, and 3, and the one he saw was 2, Focus 2. That's the one we sell most of here at Bob and Yurt Live. It's distributed by American Right to Life, Colorado Right to Life. I know AUL, Judy Brown, they distributed about 120 copies to pro-life leaders around the country. We've heard from the leaders of organizations. They've contacted us and they said, are you guys familiar with this Focus on the Strategy documentary? We all need to watch this. Like, yeah, we've heard of it.
Yeah.
So that was encouraging.
It was very encouraging because he acted on it. A lot of people watch videos and they just go in the circular file or over their head or whatever. But Steve actually, it prompted him to act.
Right.
And it does for a lot of people
and
that
watch changed.
That.
Steve said it changed, discernibly, significantly changed Iowa politics for the Iowa caucuses. There was a significant movement against child killing regulators and child killing regulations, and to support personhood without exception. And that's when, if you recall, all the presidential candidates who signed the personhood pledge, so that we are attempting to pull them up to the proper standard rather than allowing them to pull us down to the gutter, which is where their standard is.
The other thing that Steve talked about, Bob, was the power of one, which was so significant to me because one person can change everything.
Yeah.
He talked about a 15-year-old girl that got pregnant, and that was his mom.
His mom and his wife's mom.
And his wife's mom.
Those extraordinary personal stories where they were urged to abort. And so Steve's whole family, his children with his wife, all that was at risk because of people who wanted to kill innocent children.
And Steve's here, and now his wonderful children. Mm. But, Bob, the power of one doesn't just lie with Steve's family. The power of one lies with everyone.
Every family.
Right now, we have a telethon going on.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We do. We have a telethon going on.
Here at Bob and Yurt Live, we're almost at $5,000, $4,850. So, Joe, $5,000, well, that'll be a significant milestone. Our goal is $30,000. Mm-hmm. And we're attempting to provide a foundation so that Bob and Yart Live could stay on the radio for another year. And it's very difficult. People probably think, one guy, I interviewed one guy. He's a professor from University of California, San Francisco. He's mm-hmm. an atheist. That's why I interviewed him. We'll be airing this in a few weeks, Gary Aguilar. And he said, Bob, I'm sure that you're a millionaire, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't even bother to stop because we're there to talk about God. And I just let that go. But it's just so funny.
Yeah, you should invite him to the station.
He should see our studio. He should see our just we operate on a shoestring budget, which I think does show what God has been able to do with faithfulness. 22 years on the air teaching people. The Bible is God's word. God made us in his image, in his likeness. That's why it's wrong to kill an unborn child.
That's why.
That's why it's wrong for two men to be, well, I don't even want to describe it, all that homosexual marriage and all that garbage. Because there is a standard. The standard is God's, and he has revealed it in his word. The evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, why we trust in him for eternal life. There's just so much that if we're consistent over the years, God blesses that, and there's tremendous fruit, not only here, but around the country.
Right. And there's little beacons of light here and there, and you're one of those beacons, one of those important beacons, because people can go to your website, kgov.com, and they can go to American Right to Life and look it up, any subject, and understand from beginning to end, how it's supposed to be in light of God's word. And that's important.
The biblical worldview, which is something that here at Bob and Yart Live, that's the foundation of what we do.
Right. And it's not everywhere anymore.
It's a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. Right. And so a lot of Christian teaching, it's great, you know, but they hesitate to get into the issues that are raging right now, where the battle rages. And I think Martin Luther it was that had a great quote that, if I could paraphrase it, if you're not fighting where the battle rages against the wicked, then you're not in the war. You're somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be off in La La Land, but like in Germany, if your big thing as a Christian was you're trying to combat illiteracy, well, you're out in La La Land. You're not in the war. If during slavery in America, if your big thing was drunkenness, okay, that's important to deal with. But if you thought you could ignore the enslavement of an entire people group of blacks in America, you could ignore that because you're called to teach Sunday school and minister to alcoholics. Well, God doesn't give us the latitude to ignore the injustice that's all around us. He tells us that we're responsible.
That's right. He said that we're all to rescue those without a voice, and that's not a suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah, like the priest and the Levite, who some criminals left some innocent victim for dead, and the priest and the Levite said, you know, I've got a ministry. That's not my job. That's not my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave those as examples of people who outwardly are serving him, believe in him, and they don't even love their neighbor.
Right.
And Jesus said, loving God and love your neighbor, these are the two big things.
And it's not easy to love the unlovely. It's not easy to love those that are walking into an abortion clinic or to love those who are drowning in homosexuality.
Yeah.
It's tough. They've got a lot of baggage.
Very great point, Joe. And when, you know, occasionally homosexuals will call me and say, Bob, please, I know, you know, we disagree, but can you help me? Can you pray for me? Could you pray for my friend? And so we've had homosexuals we've been able to lead to the Lord over the years. And we have some of them we have on video. Some of them are in Westword newspaper. So there's this wonderful testimony. And I think it comes from the faithfulness to the fundamental principles of God's word, applying them to the battles that we're in right now.
Right.
The battles we're in right now are not that Christians don't tithe enough. That's not it. So I don't know what percentage of sermons are on Christians have to tithe, you know, or tithe more, or tithe regularly. We don't do that here at Bob and Yart Live. We don't even do that at Denver Bible Church.
No, we don't.
No, but we focus on the issues. I mean, we go through the whole Bible. So Lord willing, we get the whole counsel of the Word of God. But then we focus on the issues where the battle is raging and is most fierce.
But Bob, I know that doesn't make you popular. It doesn't make everyone want to tune into this show because their ears are going to be tickled. They're going to feel good. They're going to feel like God is in their life and working.
Yeah,
they're
miracles,
not,
healings.
It's not going to happen.
Exercising the devil.
Reality, you're going to meet reality here. You're going to understand where the battle is and what your responsibility in the battle is.
Yeah, but if they give, they're going to get back 100-fold and they'll get wealthy, Joe.
What show am I on?
Right? A lot of Christian shows, if you give, you give $1,000 and you'll get, you know, pressed down. All,
yeah.
You'll get 100-fold, 1,000-fold. You'll unleash God's financial blessings on you. Your wife will be healed. Your granddaughter will be cured of cancer or whatever.
Well, that all feels good.
And it's all a lie.
And it's all a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
When they tell people, you got to give to my ministry because then you'll be financially blessed. And they're destroying the very motivation to give to their ministry by saying, do this and you're going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work. It's fraudulent.
Right.
Yeah.
There's always
a
new.
It's a gospel
person.
Scam.
Right. It's a gospel scam. It's a crying shame is what it is.
Yeah.
But not here. When someone gives to the telethon, this keeps you on the air and also gives you a way and us a way to be able to reach thousands. Hundreds of thousands, because this goes out
around
the world.
Imagine Steve Dace now on 5 days a week in 42 cities.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sharing with people that as Christians, we don't compromise on the fundamentals. We could compromise on, you know, how many miles per gallon are we going to get in the next car that we buy?
Right.
But you don't compromise on do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. You don't compromise on the fundamental moral commands that God gave to the whole world, not only to Christians.
But it takes money to stay on this radio station. Nobody gives you airtime for free. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
In order to get to that place where you can be on the station, you have to have donations in order to be on here. I have a friend who drives a truck all over the country. Ron Brock, a dear friend of mine.
He's a hero. We interviewed him years ago. It's one of the best interviews we've ever done.
Well,
Ron Brock, Truth Truck driver.
Truth Truck, and he's in the thick of things. He weighs all in 95 pounds, and he's in the thick of things. But every single penny he has, he allots to the ministry. He calls money a tool to glorify God.
Oh.
And that's all he sees money as. And it is. If you live your life like he does, and I know very few people that do, Then you have a perspective different than, I need a new car or I need a new blender. It's what can I do next for the Lord? And it is a tool. Money is a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the tools that you can get here at Bob Benyard Live is the plot.
The plot. That's my life's work, Joe. You know that.
I do.
An overview of the whole Bible. It's a book, about a 300-page book. And we go through and we show the plot of the Bible. And how if you become equipped to understand the plot, the actual storyline of the Old and New Testament, then you become way more able to properly understand the details. The overview of the Bible is the key to its details.
Because one of the most common problems Christians have is they get all wrapped up in the details.
Yes.
In this little part of the Bible that says this one particular issue,
somebody becomes a Christian, they start going to church, their church that they go to has some idiosyncratic doctrine, and all of a sudden, this one issue is more important than anything else in the world, and it's something that appears maybe in 7 Bible verses, and that doesn't mean it's not important, but that one narrow issue has become their most important issue.
Right, and they miss everything else, all the other magnificent things in the Bible that God has to show us.
Yeah, so we have to prioritize by making sure we're looking at the Bible from the big picture perspective. That's the way God does it, the big picture. And then you drill down to the details. And so we have this in a book. We also have it in Bible teachings, audio, and they can be downloaded instantly to study the plot, the tree, the law. We have so many fun series based on the plot, including the end times and miracles and healing and all that.
Right.
And so, Joe, that's been a key to keeping Bob Benyart live on the air is because when people read the plot or listen to the audio, they become addicted to studying the Bible. They love it.
Well, it makes sense. There's so many things in the Bible on the surface. If you're just looking at the details, they seem to contradict one another.
Yeah, right.
And so you have to that's
why denominations contradict, because
right.
things seem to, at a superficial level, contradict.
And as a Christian, you seem to just put some aside. Well, that doesn't really make sense, but it's just because I don't understand it. But I'm going to pick this and I'm going to believe this.
Yeah.
And it destroys your walk as a Christian because you aren't understanding who God is.
Right. There are all these proof texts and problem texts, and most theologies have their pile of proof texts and their pile of problem texts.
Right.
And we point out in the plot that God doesn't have any problem text. Whatever the topic is, you know, the Sabbath or speaking in tongues or the end times or eternal security or whatever the topic is, God does not have problem text.
Right. And Christians just take it for granted that, oh, it's an old book and we don't understand it, everything. So we just have to let stuff go.
They get discouraged.
Yeah.
So, Joe, Daryl, my producer, is waving his hand because when you mentioned the plot, today a worship leader's family from In Church in Ohio has been studying the plot, and they sent an email today with a song that their kids did.
Really?
And it has to
do we have it?
With them studying the plot. You're saying you have that? Can we hear a little bit of it?
We're not under law, but we're under grace. That's how we can run the Christian race. Bob the preacher, can he preach it? Bob the preacher, yes, he can. Midair's dispensation is the thing that's good. That's why we believe it, cause we know we should. So we thank Bob for telling what's true. That's why we sing this song for you.
That is just
Bob
too cute.
The preacher.
It is
Joe.
Adorable. That's
yeah.
adorable.
Yeah, so kind. And you know what's been neat? We've been selling the plot for, 20 years? And day in and day out through the years, people have thanked us just from the bottom of their heart for opening up the Bible to them so that it is now exciting.
I'm one of them.
Oh, wow.
I'm one of them. I know that you know the charts in the plot, like where
yeah,
it says
yeah.
the differences between
yeah.
the Old Testament and the New Testament,
yeah,
and you can go down those charts. And
yeah.
when you read them, you see, wow, the Old Testament completely
there,
contradicts
so many,
the New Testament.
It seems to, right?
Yes.
And things comparing Peter and Paul. And the startling differences, and people start to get worried, and they think, well, maybe the Bible is contradicting itself.
Right.
Until they just take the time to look at the plot, the story, and the story of the Bible explains why things are different.
That's right.
In fact, there's a Bible verse that says that you could be a workman who needs not to be ashamed,
rightly
dividing
the
word of truth. Mm. And in the Greek, there's a verse, the things that differ, and mm-hmm. being judged based on the things that differ. For example, throughout most of the Bible, you had to circumcise your male children. If you did not, God said he'd cut you off.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the Apostle Paul says, if you circumcise, then you're all messed up because you don't understand what you're doing. So when did that change occur?
The plot will tell you.
The plot will. And what else changed when that changed? And this is very interesting because during the New Testament, they were still circumcising.
Yes.
During the New Testament, they were baptizing and circumcising both.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, don't circumcise. And why? And it's very interesting. And just that topic appears twice as often in the New Testament as in the Old Testament, just the issue of circumcision.
Right.
Because it's one of the keys to understanding what changed in the Bible.
Right.
It's really fun.
The plot is an amazing book. If you haven't read it, you need to get it and read it. Sit down and go through those 323 pages. That's not much to ask to read a man's life's work.
It is fun. So, yeah. Joe, anything else quick before you show me that photo? Anything else that we have in our KGov store that you enjoy?
I like Maafa 21.
Maafa 21.
I hear it's just going in the store, right?
Yeah, we're just adding this to the store, Black Genocide in 21st Century America by Mark Crutcher. Fabulous DVD.
It is a fabulous DVD. It lets us know exactly what's going on in the black race, how they're disseminating their own, decimating their own population.
Yeah, right. All right, and anything else?
Hermeneutics. Herman Munster?
Herman Munster says it's his favorite Bible study.
Does he?
Hermeneutics. And my brother Brian says it's the best resource we've ever produced at Bob and Yurt Live in 22 years.
On how to study the Bible.
Yes, the tools for studying the Bible.
Yeah.
It is so much fun.
That's important if you want to study, especially after the plot.
Yeah, it's an MP3 CD, which means you could play it in your computer. You could play it in your DVD. You can play it in your MP3 player. It's very
anywhere,
easy.
Yeah.
Or you could just download it and go to town.
Oh,
right,
download
off the
bat. You can buy it from the store and download
it. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so now
what
I've got a little picture to show you.
All right.
Here you go.
Oh, I could tell what this is. I've seen many of these as a spokesman for American Right to Life.
Right.
This is a little baby.
Yep.
And it's a baby in the womb, an ultrasound photo. Used to be we couldn't see these, and they'd only see unborn children after a miscarriage or when a woman was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Now we could look right into the womb and see these beautiful kids.
Yes, and this is a beautiful little boy.
Who is he?
This was taken just about 3 hours ago.
So this is today.
Hot off the presses.
Wow.
This is the baby of a mom that had decided that she was going to get an abortion at Planned Parenthood. And
Denver?
In Denver.
Where? 38th and Pontiac? Or?
38th and Pontiac.
So if people are on I-70 east of town, Quebec, they go south just a few blocks, make a right on 38th, go back west.
Right, to Pontiac.
And there it is, a couple blocks in, and there is our child-killing center, the big one in Denver, the Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she was going how long ago?
It was about 4 months ago.
4 months ago, and her name?
Her name is Beatrice.
Beatrice.
And she's just a lovely girl, lovely woman, I should say.
Yeah.
But she found out that her bank was merging with another bank and she was going to lose her job, just didn't realize how she could support another child. She has one 10-year-old son. And we offered alternatives.
She must have believed the lie that it's not a baby. I mean.
Well, I told her they're going to sell you an abortion when you go in there. They don't care about you. So she went in and she told them that she was losing her job, and they told her that she needed an abortion, which just set her teeth on edge. And every time she'd say something, they'd give her another reason why she had to abort her. And then
I thought they were pro-choice. They just wanted the woman to decide. No.
So
they're high-pressure salespeople.
Right. And she realized that it came out, and she said, I can't do this.
Oh,
they really do want to kill
my baby.
Thank you
for being there.
Yeah.
For being a voice for the voiceless, for this child, and for Beatrice. So how's mom doing?
Well, mom's in the hospital. She's 30 weeks, and her water broke. But it seems to be sealing up, and we've got enough amniotic.
That would be terribly premature. How's the baby? Is the baby in stress
baby
right now?
Baby is not in stress. The baby's doing well.
Isn't that just
we
great
news? We just
need
prayer for her to go another couple of weeks at least.
So Beatrice and her baby, prayer for them, prayer for the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
For you, have you become a friend of Beatrice's?
Yes.
Is that how you
very good friend.
Is that how you make that a possessive Beatrice's?
Yes, she is my very good friend.
Joe, you have more friends than I could shake a stick at. I'd have to shake a stick at the whole world, probably. So with all these kids, you're going to have more kids in heaven than the Apostle Paul.
I don't know about that, Bob.
Well,
I'm trying.
Thank you, Joe Scott. And those of you in the audience, please help us, 800-8-N-Y-A-R-T, to help support our telethon or subscribe to our monthly Bible studies or go to our store, kgov.com.
It's telethon time. It's September. Can you help keep Bob and Yurt on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob and Yurt Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe, to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob and Yart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.